So, Christian, tell me about this adventure you've been up to here in the summer.
Well, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I guess, I just got back from the Czech Republic. Started off in Toronto for about half a week and practiced with a bunch of guys from all over Canada. And then we headed over to Czech Republic and we played in a tournament, World Under 20 tournament, and it was in Pasek, Czech Republic, which is, I don't know, about an hour away from Prague. And so yeah, we ended up being there for just under a week, and then we spent 3 days in Prague after the tournament, and then came home.
So how did you get involved with the Canadian under 20, is it floor hockey team?
Ball hockey.
Ball hockey.
Similar, I guess, but last year we had the Junior Nationals in Saskatoon here, and for Team Saskatchewan, we didn't really have enough guys, and I had never played until I got picked up to play on Team Sask, because there was a bunch of guys that I played hockey with that were on the team, and so we just tossed this team together about 2 weeks before the tournament. We had never practiced or anything, and I guess there were some scouts there and stuff, and they invited me for the Under-20 Canada team.
And what was that experience like at the tournament?
It was awesome. It was my first time being overseas, and the competition was really good, and it was good to just play for Canada and meet a lot of new friends.
And how'd you do?
We ended up winning gold. We ended up coming back on the Czech Republic. We were down 2-1 going into the third, and we ended up winning 3-2, and it was quite the game. The crowd there was pretty loud, and a lot of the Czech fans had brought drums and horns and all this, and it was very exciting.
I know it's not your primary sport, but what did it feel like to get a chance to represent Canada like that and not only represent them, but come home with a gold medal?
Is anytime, it doesn't matter what sport or what you're doing to represent your country is just an amazing feeling, and in order to bring gold back to Canada for, Canada, and even just, something as ball hockey is just such a great feeling.
How many games did you end up playing over there?
We played five total.
And did you win them all?
Nope. We beat Germany in our first game, and then we beat the U.S., and then we ended up tying Czech Republic, and then we tied Slovakia. And the way the format was of the tournament, it was a little weird. There were seven teams in the whole tournament, and the way it worked, it was kind of first place, second after the whole round robin thing. First place, second for the gold, and third and fourth place for the bronze. So we ended up playing the Czech Republic again. And like I said, the competition was, even the U.S. were, they came along and during the tournament, they ended up winning bronze. So like I said, the competition was phenomenal.
What was the atmosphere like? You mentioned the fans from the Czech Republic coming out with the big drums and whatnot. Was it actually a pretty big crowd?
Yeah, for, a smaller town in the Czech Republic, it was a pretty decent crowd, and we were playing the Czech in the final, so a lot of their fans would come out, and like I said, they had drums and horns and whatever else, and they can make some noise, and it was kind of an older arena as well, so it definitely got pretty loud.
So did you score your team score the winning goal pretty late in the gold medal game? You were down 2-1, you mentioned it. How did that winning goal come, and what were you guys all thinking as it happened?
The winning goal came around, I think it was about the 6 or 7 minute mark, or it was a 15-minute period, so we had to kind of hold them off for a bit as well, and when the clock started counting down, it was like, we got this. I think they took a late penalty, if I remember correctly, and it was just kind of like, yeah, this is ours, and like I said, it was just an unbelievable feeling.
Does it rank up with one of your bigger victories in your sporting career?
Definitely up there for sure. Maybe just, because it was overseas or whatnot, but I guess my second time representing Canada, so like I said, it's just a great feeling.
What was it like to transition to ball hockey? I know you said you didn't play it much before you played it last summer. So what's the differences in the game, and do you feel like it was a pretty easy transition?
There are some differences. A major one is the floating blue line, where when you cross the blue line then becomes the red line. So the zone, the offensive zone, is a lot bigger, and there's a lot more space. The floor, even just playing with the ball tends to curve when you shoot it. There's lots of little things, but hockey definitely kind of, I don't know what the right word is, adds to the, you know, the ball hockey game. You know, they go hand in hand almost, but there are some differences as well. The transition, you know, I didn't find it too hard, but some other people might find it harder as well. It really depends on how you view it, I guess.
Were there other familiar faces that fans of the Western League might recognize that were on the team?
No, there was no other Western League guys. There weren't too many Western guys to begin with. There was a guy from Edmonton, myself from Saskatchewan, and then a Manitoba kid. And then the rest were all from Ontario, except for one more Nova Scotia guy. But there were four guys that played in the OHL as well. So
it was a neat experience getting to meet all those different people?
Yeah, and I ended up rooming with Kevin Bailey, who plays on Oshawa. He's a goalie there. And so it's definitely cool to, you know, meet guys from the OHL and just even across Canada and, you know, just talk to them about hockey and even ball hockey and just in general life. Like, it was a cool experience.
Even though you're not a guy who's played a ton of ball hockey and you were one of the few Western guys, did they still give you a pretty decent role on the team?
Yeah, I played a bit of PK, not so much power play, but it was a pretty steady shift. We tended to roll all four lines until the last couple games when our fourth line tended to not play as much, but for most of the tournament, everyone got a pretty equal floor time.
Do you feel like this sport has been a good way for you to sort of stay hockey ready? I know you're skating and working out and all those things as well, but is it a nice way to kind of stay sharp?
Oh, definitely. It's the cardio involved is great. You know, you got to keep running the whole time, and so like I said, the cardio and just, you know, constantly running, it's pretty tiring. At the end of the games, you get pretty tired, and there's definitely no gliding.
How has your summer been otherwise? I know you ended on such a high. Do you feel like it's momentum that you're going to be able to build on and carry over into next season?
Yeah, I definitely want to bring it into the next season, especially, you know, being a 20-year-old this year, with only three spots being available. If I can carry that on, then it gives me a good shot to stick in the league.
All right. Thanks a lot, Christian. We're looking forward to seeing you here in the fall, and congratulations on the gold medal.
Thanks a lot.